This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel or the word of faith. They're the same. Romans chapter 10:8 says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. There is a gospel. There's a word of faith. There is a gospel. There is a word of faith. You get that? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you should be saved. There is the word of faith, the gospel. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Not every word is a word of faith. The Ten Commandments, they're not a word of faith. You need to understand that. Moses was a man that walked by faith. Yet God gave him the Ten Commandments to give to the Jews because of their disobedience. The book of Ezekiel chapter 20 says that God gave them statutes that he knew they couldn't keep, and he gave them laws that were contrary to them. The law, the Ten Commandments, which you preach, you preachers preach, is contrary to your listeners. Did you know that? Oh my God, have mercy on this blind nation, on the world and its blindness. I do not understand how that you could read the Bible and say, you believe every word of it, and then tell people to live by the Ten Commandments. The law is not made for a righteous man. The law, the Ten Commandments, is the old covenant. It says so in the book of Numbers. The Ten Commandments is the old covenant. We don't live by that covenant. We have a new covenant, and that new covenant has better promises. You know, the promises of the old, 10 of them. And you break one of them, and you're judged with all of them, or by all of them. But, and there's no mercy, no mercy with the Ten Commandments. You're judged. The mouth of two or three witnesses without mercy. And you want the law? And you want me to live by it? Oh, you demand that I live by it? No, when I saw years ago that the law was not made for a righteous man, I didn't say someone that thinks they're righteous. You know what a righteous man is? Someone being led by the Spirit, taking up his cross daily and following Jesus, or her cross daily and following Jesus. You cannot go this way. You have to, without Jesus. You have to be led by the Spirit, and he'll minister. The voice of Jesus, and you follow his voice. You know, I was talking to someone not too long ago, and their confidence is in the wooden cross that hangs around your neck, or the gold one, or the silver one, or whatever, the one with all the diamonds in it. I sat by a well-known preacher of the Metroplex at a luncheon once, and there he sat with this cross on his tie, probably a dozen diamonds. I sat there and I thought, do you know what you got hanging around your neck? The diamonds won't do you a bit of good. You've got an instrument of death hanging around your neck. But he was so gracious. He's a charismatic television preacher. So nice. So soft-spoken. So deceitful. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. That thing around your neck, around your finger, or wherever you have it, is an instrument of death. And you die every day. You die every day. And you say, Paul said he died daily. No. You're not talking about that. Through the Spirit, he puts to death the deeds of the flesh. Romans 8:13. My Lord, grant a revelation of the cross of Jesus Christ. Not that thing that they wear around their neck or that's on the front of their Bible. Lord God, grant your people a revelation of the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same thing. The same thing. He's not on the cross. He rose again. You keep him on the cross all the time. Have mercy on them, Lord, and open their blind eyes to the truth. Now what am I going to do? You ask me. Let's go to Habakkuk 2:4 again. We left off there last hour. Let's read it. This is about Jesus, but this is also about us. All right.
Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Did you see what that says? Your soul is just in the way. Even if it's upright, even if it's not lifted up, it's still in the way. The just shall live by faith. Did you know the confession message? Hold on. Is an instrument of death to you? You confess it so. I got around that bunch in the confession people. They were always very careful to have their confession right. But their lives was a mess. Their lives was a mess. You know, I was in Tulsa once during a meeting. A well-known Bible teacher, preacher in Tulsa, now dead, was in the foyer of the hotel where I was speaking. When I came down and he saw me there, he turned his back. You know, you can call me ornery, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. But he turned his back and I kept walking. He kept turning. I thought you're going to fall off the wheel shortly. Maybe you're on the potter's wheel. Amen. that man died of cancer. Thank God. It is too bad that you can't talk with me. It is really sick that you're afraid of me and afraid of one of my people, and we're not one bit afraid of you. You know, there's a faith preacher in Plano, and Terry Bye used to get his hair cut at the same barber shop that this faith preacher. And Terry would walk in, if he was there, the guy would duck his head. And Terry would say, "Hello." And all of you know Terry, "Hello" went all over the building. Is that not sick? Afraid? Ashamed to see Terry or me? Or one of the other of water blind people? Are you not an unhealthy person? My Lord, what are you guilty about? You're guilty because you have rejected the man that brought you the truth, not me, Jesus Christ. Behold, the Lord's soul was lifted up. You know, yours is lifted up when you treat us that way. You know, one day after the Schlosser deal, I was out on a bike trail, and this real nice guy rode up beside me. I'd met him before. In fact, I met him the first time I met him. He had glasses on. Dark glasses, and you could hardly tell he was a man. And all of a sudden, I turned, well, it wasn't the first time. I'd seen him before. I turned around and I said, "Have I not seen you?" Yeah. Then, when I didn't kill him, you know, I don't carry a gun nor a machete. I don't have any bombs fastened to a belt around me. I'm not about to blow you up. But after he saw me, he rode up one day. He said, "Well, Doyle, have you taught any more women how to cut their child's arm off or arms off?" I said, "No, I'm not into that these days." That's how much persecution bothers me. Why just laugh at you? How ignorant can you get? At the Schlosser trial, I really had a ball. I did. I had an hour and a half of joy. Because one of the lawyers said something to me about how I said you didn't have to obey the law. I said, "That's the law of Moses." And I said, "A righteous man doesn't obey." I said, "Are you talking about the laws of Texas? That's your deal, not mine." He said, "Oh, I thought you meant you didn't have to obey the laws of the land." I think I'd probably get fined like anybody else. Had an Associated Press lady come to my office one day. She actually didn't ask if she could come. She just went. My office was empty. When I walked in there, she sat. I said, "Could I help you?" "Yeah." Told me who she was. Said, "I'd like to talk to you." I said, "Well, good. What do you want to talk about?" So we talked along. She said, "Is it true you don't think you'll ever die?" I said, "It's true that Jesus said, if I believed on him, I'd pass from death to life. And I do. She said, oh. Isn't it amazing how ignorant the devil is? He is. He's wholly ignorant. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Complete. Sure. Frankly, I don't think I ever will die. How about you? Well, I don't. If you believe on Jesus, you pass from death to life. What do you want to die for? Where you been? What denomination do you attend? They're always dying. Right?
Right.
But I mean, Kathy and I are involved with some ministry, and you won't believe some of the phone calls those people get. Thank God. The Lord's soul was lifted up, was not upright, but he lived by faith, and he was perfected. His faith was made perfect. Do you know the just shall live by faith? His faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Not your faith. His faith. Faith that's been perfected. Faith that's been made perfect. Did you know Hebrews 12? Says that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of your faith. Did you know your faith is not perfect? Did you know he is the only one that can finish it, that can make it perfect? Your faith has to be perfected. And it's perfected by obeying the Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God. And along with your faith, your love will also be perfected. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's later, a message later for the day. But I'm not doing this. God has to perfect your love and your faith. And he's the one that leads you through situations to perfect. Did you know people say, cast this fear out of me? Say, no. Walk in obedience to God and let the love of God be shed abroad in your heart, and it'll cast the fear out of you. Well, that's 1 John 4:18, I think. Haven't seen it in 2 or 3 or 4 years. No. Everybody wants, you know, instant tea. But they do. God has a percolator that's very small. Takes a long time to get through it. Yeah. No. You're not an instant Christian. You're not as big as you think you are, although you might be big. Humble yourself. Walk with God. Walk with Jesus. Thank God. There's a song. You need to look into it. Called Walk With Him. All right? I made my request known before everybody. I've told Kathy, I've got to ask. I think it's the name of it, Walk With Him. But walk with, I know it is. And just look at it. Where did I get lost? Jumped off the trail. As Jerry Savell said, he only kept notes so he wouldn't chase rabbits. I don't chase rabbits. Thank God. What time is it?
You got about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? I can't idle my motor for 10 more minutes. We're going to have to do something. The just shall live by faith. Three times. That is his faith. It says his here. And three times in the New Testament, Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews. But in Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. Now, you would call him Brother Hagin. When I first heard of Brother Hagin, I'll call him brother. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. God knows who my brothers are and who my sisters are. Just because they say it doesn't make it so. Jesus, when they came to him, said, your brothers and sisters are out here, want to see you. Held out his hand, multitude, and he said, my brothers, my mother and my sisters are those that do the will of God. Those that do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I first heard Kenneth Hagin, I heard he was a prophet. Born and raised in McKinney, Texas. God had sent me there as a practicing veterinarian. In fact, I attended the First United Methodist Church and taught the adult Sunday school, taught the fellowship class, was a lay speaker in that church. Some say I got kicked out. I don't remember that. But Methodists don't have the courage to come and tell you, I don't like you. Amen. But when I first heard Kenneth Hagin, well, I don't want to say the first time, but I'd almost guess the second. He'd say, turn to your in your Bible to Mark 11, 23. So let's do. Amen. Mark 11. Jesus had spoken to a fig tree. And it says in Mark, it doesn't say in Mark. The next morning, the account, Peter brought to Jesus remembrance about the fig tree. And I listened to the faith people, and they taught out of Mark. But interesting, I believe it says in the margin of my Bible, have the faith of God. Not have faith in God, or not have God-like faith. Oh, I've listened to all of them. Right now, we're teaching Hagin and Copeland. But have the faith of God. Well, that's what it says in Habakkuk 2:4. But it's his faith. The just shall live by the Lord's faith. Now, so they would teach about the fig tree took a while to dry up, like overnight. And they taught, so when you speak faith, it may not happen just then. And one day, the Spirit of God led me to Matthew chapter 21. And I took Mark 11, 23, and 24. And I looked at Matthew 21, I think it's 21 and 22 or somewhere. And you know, Matthew made it more clear than Mark. Because in Matthew it said he spoke to that tree and it dried up presently. Well, Mark didn't say it didn't. Right?
Right.
No. Mark didn't say anything. Peter, the next day, said, Lord, the fig tree you cursed. And then Jesus started talking. You know, so I had to take what Kenneth Hagin taught and what Matthew taught and parallel. And not only that, but verse 24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe you receive. That's probably not what that says.
That's what it says. And then they add the word them.
Yeah, believe you receive. So Kenneth Hagin would say, say three times, I believe I receive, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. Jerry Savelle was the best at it. You know, you can pray and you can say, you believe you receive, you believe you receive, you believe you receive, and you never receive. Did you know that?
You said it this morning. You said it when you started the service. Romans 10. You believe in your heart.
Yeah.
Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah.
And then confession is made unto salvation. But it's got to be in your heart.
And you're teaching well.
Yeah.
And you don't say, you don't believe in your heart, I believe I receive, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. You believe the word of faith.
Right.
The word of faith, which is this. What is it?
That Jesus, was it, you believe in your heart that Jesus... That was raised from the dead.
That's right.
Right.
Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. See, I've been to all their camps. I've listened to all of them. I could preach some of their sermons. Right now, I think I am. That might be why my eyes are so dim. Because I don't know where they're going. But Matthew 21 says, when you pray believing, you will receive. When you pray believing.
But like you've said so many times to me about that, when you pray believing, but what do you believe?
You believe
the gospel, right? You can believe anything else all day long and it won't do a thing.
There you go.
Right.
And that's why so many faith people believe they receive, believe they receive, believe they receive, and died in sickness.
Right.
Your confession will not heal you. That gospel will heal you. It already has. If you preach the word of faith, preach the word of faith, which is in your mouth and in your heart, that if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe that he was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. And that is a word of faith. That's the gospel. And you don't have to walk around saying, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. I don't know of this man, but I was told by a man that knew him well. And he followed Copeland and Hagin from California. He didn't follow them from California. He was from California and he followed their teachings. and the man died broke of cancer, confessing he was healed and saying he was rich. He did not have a revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He believed, he didn't believe that. He died confessing he was healed and that he would receive the 100-fold return. I knew something was awry. Look, folks, you don't have to believe the 100-fold. It says some 30, some 60, and some 100. Parable of the sower, Mark 4. Luke 8. Matthew, 13? No, believe the gospel. If God hadn't made it simple, we wouldn't make it. How much time have I wasted?
30 minutes.
Forgive me, Lord. I didn't waste.
I wouldn't call them wasted.
No. I never like to take on lies. But when God leads me, I'll take on a lie in any man's mouth. Do you know I met a big spirit in Opine? A big one. 4 to 6 inches in diameter. Tired above me. Tail was right down by my toes. And he was barking at me, giving me fits. Because I was giving, not Kathy, but my second wife some money. He said, don't give her any money. I got so tired of him, and one day God brought me face to face with him. I said, hello. Say, were you scared? No, I wasn't afraid. Not a bit. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care if you're an angel from heaven. I don't care if you're the devil himself. I don't care if you're Jesus Christ. I don't have to ask you if I could give my wife some money. And bingo, he leaped off of a cloud. And I haven't seen him since. For those of you that think she wasn't my wife, God's trying to let you know, certainly was and still is. That's the way God does it. I think we better turn this over to Water of Life Boys. What do you think? Amen. I didn't know we were going to get this wild, but we did. I may jump off here.
By this I know that thou art pleased with me because of fun. I hate it anyway. God's not shy to try to cover me. By this I know that thou art pleased with me. Oh, the Lord is God in me, the victory. Oh, the Lord has set me free from the enemy. I'm
to thank God for this weekend, for Friday night. We had some great prayer. Saturday, 1 to 3, last night, then this morning. I want to thank God for all that came from Oklahoma, Missouri, wherever else that you've come from. It's been a great blessing, and we've seen some real worship and praise and a lot of power. God bless you. I'll see some of you at 6. See some of you somewhere else. God bless.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.